Lieutenant Carroll stayed in our hooch for a while and helped check our supplies. He asked if we were short or anything, and Monaco said we could use some more 3-day passes.
I got a letter from Virginia Union.
A brother we called Bruce sat on a footlocker next to Lieutenant Carroll. His real name was Brewster, so I could see where Brew came from.
They said I can probably get into the theology school there, but they can't accept me formally until 6 months before my admission date.
Did you write to that school in New York I told you about? Lieutenant Carroll asked.
No,
Brew grinned.
From what I've heard about New York, the temptations might be too great for me.
If the temptations don't get you, then you gotta look out for Smokey Robinson and the Miracles,
Pee-wee called out.
You know,
Lieutenant Carroll had spread all the extra first aid packs on the floor in front of him.
My brother went to theology school,
and I almost followed him.
You can still go,
a guy called Wallowick said from his bunk.
It's good for a priest to be older.
I might have too many doubts now, Lieutenant Carroll said. If you turn to God, he'll take away your doubts,
Bruce said.
I don't have doubts about God, Lieutenant Carroll said. I'm just not that sure who I am anymore.
He gathered the first aid kits together and asked Brew if he would give them out. Then he got his weapon and said he would see us later.
He don't look like a priest,
Pee-wee said after Lieutenant Carroll had left.
He used to act more like a holy guy or something when he first got over here. He never cursed or anything like that.
Wallowick was putting powder on a rash he had.
Then one day, we were trying to clear a road and some guys got trapped in a ditch off to one side. We were on the other side of the road and we could see them, but we couldn't get to them. It was getting dark and we knew they couldn't last. Charlie was throwing everything at them. Then Lieutenant Carroll just went wild and stormed across the fucking road. We went after him. We were shooting at guys maybe 3 or 4 feet from us. We finally wasted all of them and cleared the road. He hasn't been the same since, but we all found out what kind of a guy he was that day. When the chips were down, he put his ass on the line for the guys.
You get the guys out of the ditch okay?
Pee-wee asked.
Uh-uh.
Wallowick shook his head.
That's why you guys are in the squad.
This ends Disc 1.